If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Hello and welcome to the Tracy Sandler Show, brought to you by Fevo. I am your host, Tracy Sandler, coming to you from beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, and the NFL's annual league meeting. It has been a very productive and very interesting couple days, especially where the San Francisco 49ers are concerned. So wanted to spend some time just going over with you guys, recapping what we learned from John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan the last couple of days. And I'll start with, of course, our favorite subject of all time when it comes to the 49ers and kind of the NFL, of course, is quarterbacks. So as you guys know, Brock Purdy had surgery a few weeks ago, earlier this month, on his elbow. It was a repair and not a reconstruction, which was the best case scenario for the San Francisco 49ers. And now, basically, they wait. Kyle Shanahan laid out a timeline today, somewhat. They'll know more at 3 months from surgery, because originally they said that at about 3 months, Brock Purdy would be able to throw, and about 6 months, he'd be able to go back to practice. But both Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch were pretty clear that they will know the most information at 12 weeks, 3 months, then they'll have a real better idea at timelines. So this brings up the question, what happens at the quarterback position? Presumably, Brock Purdy would be the starter based on how he played when he came in as the starting quarterback for the team, but the injury complicates things. So let me go back a little bit. John Lynch said on Monday that Brock Purdy is the leader in the clubhouse at that. That, of course, Kyle Shanahan makes those decisions, but he is the leader in the clubhouse at that. Kyle Shanahan on Tuesday said had Brock not gotten injured, he would be the starter. He'd earn the job. He won that job. But he's hurt. So because of that, during the offseason, Trey Lance has an opportunity to take a variety of first-team reps and very well may start the season. Brock could be ready week one. Kyle said Brock could be ready week four.
BetOnline remains your number one source for all your college basketball betting this season. Get analysis of every play, prop, and point at BetOnline. You'll find the latest odds, bracket contests, team matchups, and game trends at BetOnline. Updated odds for everything from live games, the conference championships, right through to the Final Four and the championship game. BetOnline is your college basketball headquarters this season. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to sign up and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Be sure to use your promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your bonus. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts.
So he also said that Sam Darnold and Trey Lance will split first-team reps during the offseason program. But he made some interesting comments regarding Trey Lance. And he said, obviously, Brock Purdy played so well, and the 49ers are lucky to have them. But he does believe, had Trey Lance had the opportunity to really play the season, he would have done the same thing. And he had about 1.25 games. And that is the thing with Trey Lance, and that's kind of been the issue at this point in his career. He just has not played a lot of football. He didn't play a lot of football in college. He has not played very much football in the pros, as we know. And the 49ers were really hoping this season that he would get the opportunity to play, to develop, to improve. So it sounds as if they are still excited about Trey Lance, and they think there is a lot of potential there for him as a quarterback. And he could regain his spot as starter, depending on how the offseason program goes, depending on the preseason goes, and really depending on Brock Purdy and his availability and how everything turns out with his rehab, with his elbow, etc. Something I have said on this podcast many times before is that Kyle Shanahan seems to trust Brock Purdy in a way that I've never seen him trust a quarterback, and that says a lot. But in fairness to Trey Lance, he hasn't had that opportunity to necessarily show that he also could earn that trust. So it will be another interesting 49ers offseason at quarterback, as it always is with this team. It is always something, but there's also, of course, the addition of Sam Darnold, who Kyle Shanahan talked a little bit about him on Tuesday and said that he has a fantastic skill set. There is a reason he was the third pick in the draft, and they brought him in because they think he fits well in their system and in their quarterback room. And it will be kind of interesting to see how that plays out. Kyle Shanahan also said something, you know, talking about dressing three quarterbacks on game day, and you can't really do that without affecting, you know, another part of your roster. And he said, you know, what happened to them in the NFC Championship game, he's never seen his 20 years of coaching. He said he asked Bobby Turner, who's been coaching 45 years, has he ever seen anything like that? He said he hasn't. So it doesn't sound like they're looking to disrupt the entire roster every week based on what happened in that game. That being said, it is important for them to have these three quarterbacks. He's planning, hoping that they would all be on the roster come week one, but the one of them will probably have to go on the practice squad. But I think we'll see how all that plays out. At the end of the day, the crux of all of it is it all depends on the health of Brock Purdy, and they will know more, as I said, at 12 weeks or 3 months, and then they'll be able to kind of put together more of a timeline. In the meantime, their offseason program begins. April 17th is when the guys report. Brock Purdy currently rehabbing in Arizona. Kyle Shanahan said he expects that Brock will probably be back in Santa Clara once the offseason program begins, so he could be, you know, with the team, around the team, and rehabbing there. And Trey Lance does have an opportunity to show that he can still be the guy, and the guy that they traded so much draft capital to pick just a couple of years ago. So we will very much keep an eye on how this all plays out. Now, the 49ers are in a very good position with quarterbacks because they have two quarterbacks on rookie contracts, which has made it made them able to do things that maybe they wouldn't be able to do if they were they had a quarterback who they were paying $30, $40, $50 million a year, which is going to happen, you know, on some other teams. I think the Eagles are probably going to get to that soon with Jalen Hurts. But in terms of the 49ers, and full circle here, 49ers, Eagles, the whole thing, 49ers D-line has always been a huge priority to them. We have seen that with John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. They've been clear about that. We've seen that in how they built their roster. With two quarterbacks on a rookie contract, they were able to bring in Javon Hargrave, and John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan both talked about him and how excited they are about him and as good as they felt the D-line is. And both of them said, you know, it's funny, they had the number one defense in the league, but they still didn't feel like the defensive line was maybe at the level they wanted to be, maybe at the level that it was in 2019, and they were able to bring in Javon Hargrave. Javon had said when he spoke to the media a couple weeks ago that oftentimes when, as a free agent, when you're looking to your new team, when you want to be able to get paid what you're worth and what you want to be paid, and we always have to remember with these guys, they have a finite amount of time to make money, and the career could be done in one play. So it's really important that they find a situation that works for them, in which they're valued, in which they can get paid their highest value. And I will never, ever, ever blame an athlete for that. But Javon Hargrave said, sometimes when you do that, then you have to sacrifice the type of team you're going to go to just in terms of what that team is going to look like and the potential for success. And with the 49ers, it was an easy decision because he was able to do both. And part of the reason they were able to do both as they have two quarterbacks on rookie contracts. So it does put them in a good position. So if one or both of them really does well, that's really helpful to them. I mean, I think they have full confidence in Brock Purdy. It's just a matter of the rehab and what it looks like and what he looks like when he comes back. And, you know, it's one thing to be able to throw. It's one thing to be able to practice. It's another thing to get back into game shape and adjust to whatever you need to adjust to with the surgery and all of those things. So that's kind of where that is. Talked about Colton McKivitz with John Lynch. And he said, you know, right now he is the front runner to take over for Mike McGlinchey, who went to the Broncos. And they talked, both of them talked about Mike McGlinchey, how good he's been for the organization, how much he's meant to the organization. And essentially he became too good and he got priced out, and as good for him. He's a great guy, great football player. Best of luck to him in Denver. So in theory, it is Colt McKivitz who will come in, though John Lynch said there will be some competition there. So something to keep an eye on there. John Lynch talk kicker. And anybody who follows me on Twitter or Instagram or anywhere knows that my dream is for Michigan kicker Jake Moody to come to the San Francisco 49ers and make everyone's my kicking dreams come true. So the 49ers had traded for Zane Gonzalez. They traded to the Panthers for Zane Gonzalez, a kicker. But John Lynch said on Monday, he didn't say it's the move. He said it's a move. So all is not lost on my Jake Moody dream. And I know that that may mean more to me than anybody else listening to this podcast. But you guys just know when he said that, I was so happy. Wanted to cheer, but obviously that would not be appropriate. So I did not do that. The 49ers, John Lynch said, plan to pick up Brandon Ayuk's fifth-year option. And that obviously makes a lot of sense. And then John Lynch indicated that when it comes to things like this, people ask a lot about Brandon Ayuk. And, you know, Nick Wagoner tweeted yesterday from ESPN that Niners not looking to trade him or anything like that. But Brandon Ayuk is a very important receiver for this 49ers offense. And it will be interesting to see. And now we're looking down the road, you know, after next year, what happens at receiver, who stays, maybe who does get traded, who goes. It just will be very interesting to see, because Brandon Ayuk is very important to his offense, as is Deebo Samuel, but that is one to keep an eye on. But of course, picking up his fifth-year option absolutely makes the most sense. But it's been a really productive owners' meetings, and like I said, you guys, quarterbacks, 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 the 49ers and their quarterbacks, the health of their quarterbacks. It is a conversation that we may be having until the end of time, because this team and quarterback drama just seem to go hand in hand. And I would even almost say going back to Joe Montana and Steve Young and the rivalry that was going on there. But Kyle Shanahan said something else about Trey Lance, and I think it's worth bringing up. You know, he said not only is he good at football, but he's really smart. And he and John Lynch both said he's chomping at the bit to get out there, play, show what he can do, be healthy. But he also saw how Brock performed, and he understands that Brock Purdy was available and he was able to play. And that's really what this is all going to be about for both Brock Purdy and Trey Lance. So we will keep a close eye on that. Now, coming up in these next few weeks on the Tracy Sandler Show, Major League Baseball opening day is on Thursday. And you guys, if you know me, you know I'm very excited, sorry Giants fans, about the Los Angeles Dodgers, who I absolutely love. I'll be at opening night at Dodger Stadium, which I'm very excited about. Make sure you guys are following me on Instagram and Twitter, Instagram at Tracy Sandler, Twitter at 49ers Fangirl, to catch all of the opening day action and all the kind of behind the scenes and social from these owners meetings. But I'm so excited. My heart is also a little bit in Chicago, of course, with Cody Bellinger. Guys, I don't want you to worry. Cody Corner will still be a thing. He may not be a Dodger, but I'm always going to support my Cody Bellinger, because as you know, he's my fave. So we'll have baseball to talk about in the coming weeks. Time to start focusing on the draft. 49ers, as of now, don't pick till 99, but this is a very deep draft. It's a deep draft at tight end. So I feel like this is a possibility where they get a true tight end too to complement George Kittle. So this will be an interesting one. So lots to discuss there. And the draft is only a month away, which is just bananas to me how fast everything is going. So with that, make sure you leave us a 5-star rating. Leave us a positive review, please, if you like what you heard, and I'm sure that you did. And make sure to follow us on Fangirl Sports Network. We are brought to you by FIVO. We are brought to you by Bet Online. And with that, I will talk to everybody on Friday. Bye all.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.